The Girl in the Blue Beret by Bobby Ann Mason, narrated by Fred Sullivan. Bliss, was it in that dawn to be alive? But to be young was very heaven. William Wordsworth, The Prelude. Escape and Evasion. During World War II, thousands of Allied aviators crashed or parachuted into occupied Europe. A number of escape and evasion networks helped to hide them and send them safely back to their bases in England. Thousands of Europeans risked their lives by hiding the airmen in their homes, providing false identity papers, and smuggling them by sea to England or across the Pyrenees to Spain. Between 1942 and 1944, more than 3,000 British and American downed flyers successfully evaded capture with the help of an unknown number of ordinary citizens who risked being shot or sent to a concentration camp. Chapter 1. As the long field came into view, Marshal Stone felt his breathing quicken, a rush of doves flying from his chest. The landscape was surprisingly familiar, its contours and borders fresh in his memory, even though he had been here only fleetingly 36 years ago. Lucien Lombard, who had brought him here today, knew the field intimately, for it had been in his family for generations.
"It was over there beside that tree, monsieur," Lucien said,
pointing toward the center of the field, where an awkward sycamore hovered over a patch of unruly vegetation. "There was no tree then," Marshall said.
"That is true."
They walked through the furrowed field toward the tree, Lucien's sturdy brown boots mushing the mud, Marshall following in borrowed Wellingtons. He was silent, his memory of the crash landing superimposed on the scene.